You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech. I am Steve Dotto and ever so glad you are joining us this fine, fine August evening. Art Factora, back from holidays. How are you doing, sir?
You're back from holidays. I have not taken holidays for months now.
I don't believe you because I've been following you on Strut and you were in Kelowna.
It was for work.
Oh, okay.
I was...
You didn't enjoy yourself.
Was it for work? No, it was kind of work. I was I had a gig.
You had a gig.
I had a gig in Kelowna. Yes,
were
I did.
Were you funny?
It was hilarious, and according to the people of Kelowna, I am even funnier out there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was...
Don't get a lot of comedy in Kelowna, do they?
Apparently not. And yeah. I was playing a room called the Yellow House.
The Yellow House? Oh, so it's that place up at the left side of the highway, up the hill.
No, actually, it's right downtown in the city.
Okay.
And they did not see it coming, but I had to drop the Asian guy working in a place called the Yellow House, and they loved it.
Never saw it coming.
They loved it.
It must have been just sheer comic genius.
Yes.
It was one of those moments.
Yes, and then, of course, they directed me to the kitchen to go wash the dishes, which I didn't appreciate, but
you kind of stuck it out there. You know, you put it out there, and they took advantage of you.
I think they did.
It's happened over and over again. History dictates that's what happens.
Yes.
So I am back from holiday. Two weeks up in the Caribou.
Big fish?
No, I didn't fish once.
Wow.
No, summer doldrums. The lake was so warm. It was unbelievably warm. So we spent a lot of time swimming, a lot of time tubing, a lot of time sitting on the deck cooking. A little bit of drinking went on. It was overall a really good time. A good time was had by all.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, the dog was really irritating. Tried to hump everything. Got really confused about where he was in the pecking order.
It's like having a teenage son.
It's pretty much the same. And so Farley had his moments at the lake, but he had a good time. We all had a good time. It was great. And it seems a long time ago already. I got back and we were right into our exciting announcement. We got news here on DottoTech. Of course, this is App Wednesday. We're going to be talking apps in a few minutes. We'll get all our guests on board here in a few minutes. It's App Wednesday. But I've also been working for several months to redo the DottoTech website. It was 3 years old, which in internet years is too old. And it completely needed refreshing because we got a whole bunch of new things that we're doing. So we put live last night the new DottoTech website. Have you checked it out, Factor?
It's beautiful.
Is it?
Absolutely.
You're just saying that.
Well, it's not beautiful necessarily on the iPad just yet, but...
There's some issues with... We have something called responsive design on it, and it's supposed to automatically format, and it's not doing it quite... Sliders are difficult. We have issues with the sliders. But we'll get Hathaway on it.
Check it out on your PC.
Yeah, that's introducing Dave Hathaway, who's sitting there going, what? I didn't tell you that, Dave. It's not working too well in that space. But it is there, and... Along with it is their kind of our soft launch in September.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah. It looks bad, doesn't it, Dave? Yeah. Okay. We'll fix that. September, I am finally starting something which I have been encouraged by friends, colleagues, competitors to be doing for ages.
You're going to start celebrating my birthday because it's on the 5th.
September
and
5th?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was planning on that. Yeah. Other than that, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Pole dancing?
No. We have our, we're doing a live webinar. We're doing a live webinar.
Ooh.
3 steps to inbox zero on September 12th. 3 steps to inbox zero. Doesn't that sound fantastic?
That's all red?
What's that? Okay, that's John Beeler now stepping in. What are you saying, Beeler? I'm doing a promo here.
Mark Allred.
Okay. Yes. No.
3 steps.
Beeler is not a productivity. He doesn't like anything that helps your life as far as productivity goes because he's a macho man as far as productivity goes.
Mm.
So at any rate, yes, people can actually sign up now for my first ever webinar, free webinar. September 12th is going to be the webinar, but it's going to be limited seating. So you can go to our brand new DottoTech.com, click on the 3 steps to inbox zero and sign up for the webinar. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. We've been working hard on it.
Sounds fantastic. And speaking of the macho man, this is the second time I've seen Mr. Beeler in the last 7 days. We kind of bumped into each other at Science World, right outside of the what is it? This, call it the Sex Expo?
Science of Sexuality.
Science of Sexuality, yes. So it was a little awkward.
Well, he's. Well, you went there doing MakerBot stuff? At
I was not.
Okay, because that really does get awkward.
It does. It would have.
It was awesome.
Is this a place that we want to go, or should we just kind of move on to our newest guest?
I just want to tell you that that sometimes computer geeks like to participate in the no pants dance, I guess what I'm trying to say. Right? John, are you with me? Or else he was learning. He's like, oh, I heard there's this thing called sex. And
it was the science of sexuality.
Yeah. There was a lot of nudity in that thing.
Was there?
Yeah,
was. Science World?
It's great times. It's great
times. Is it still on?
Yes.
Did he have his 3D printer with him?
Well, that's what I was asking, if he was making parts.
It was not.
Okay. It's Science World. Okay. Off the rails the show goes. I come back from holidays, and it's difficult. And we have a new guest. We have Isaac Kendall. Sir Isaac Kendall. Are you Sir Isaac?
There is one. I'm not he.
Okay, but you can be for us.
Absolutely.
Isaac is joining us. And Isaac, you know, we've for too long been of a single gender on this show. And Isaac is going to bring the other gender to the show. Isaac does Android.
Right? Oh.
Yes. So Isaac is going to be, because we've been
me
so iOS
centric. 75% of the smartphone world.
Fine. But not the cool 75%, I think the guys will say. but we've been, Beeler had for the longest time a Android phone that he would carry around with him, but then he sold it.
I still have my Android tablet.
Yeah, but you never give us Android apps. You do occasionally.
Ingress.
Hello. Yes, one winner, yes.
It was like 2 times ago.
Yes, a winner, okay. No less.
Yeah. But you're still primarily iOS, I think.
I play on both platforms.
Yes, and in a lot more areas, apparently, that we're discovering about, according to Mr. Factora. So that's all good news for us. But it is App Wednesday. So this is the week where, this is the time of the month where we talk all apps, all show. So we should probably get into doing some apps then, Art?
Good call.
So now, Hathaway has been chomping at the bit. He called me last night and says, I've got all my apps ready already, which is different than his normal approach of, oh, gee, I better find an app as he's sitting down and going through things.
Well, as I'm driving here.
Which is a safe thing to do, Dave. Okay. I can't
type my password in.
So I it'll be interesting to see if he slow plays it, if he comes out strong.
I was just debating that right now.
Okay, actually. So what's your first app, Dave?
The first one is probably the one that's been in my – it's actually been in my list for about 3 weeks. See, I looked the whole time you were away.
Okay.
And the one that I had the most fun with was If This Then That.
Okay.
Love
that app. Which is
love If This Then
people
that,
have yes. loved it as a web app where they can just simply go and say, you know, if this happens on Craigslist, then send me an email to this address. You cook up these little recipes. Mm-hmm. And now there's an iOS version of it. Is there an Android version of it too?
Yes.
There is? Yeah.
And actually today they just they got a Twitter token.
Oh, okay.
And you can now tie Twitter back in with If This Then That.
So if Steve tweets something,
yeah.
If Steve tweets something really relevant, then it would send me an email and yeah.
If you're not following me on Twitter, yeah, it's yeah. a notification, yeah.
Yeah.
So If This Then That is a very, very cool app.
Yeah.
But it is pretty, you really have to geek out a little bit to understand. It's basically writing scripts that it's looking for cause and effect. So
yeah.
And typically the computer runs that way. Actually, all computer programming runs based on this metaphor of if this happens, then do this. And if this happens, then do that. And so that's exactly the way that the computer does it. But this is a very nice simple scripting language that allows you to attach events happening online or in you know, if I upload, if my cousin uploads photos to her Dropbox account, that's a shared Dropbox account, send me an email and that sort of thing. So you've got that kind of notification.
If Steve uploads new content, then go and delete it.
Yes.
Well, that type of...
why would you say that? I think that's a strong opening gambit. I do like If This
I knew I should have went first.
Did you have If This and That as one of your apps? Oh.
That's okay.
Well, I use it quite a bit. I mean, I've got a bunch of them running that just simply look for specific music equipment on
yeah,
Craigslist.
Yeah, I do too. I'm
looking
for... And
bang, as soon as it's up there, it's like, oh, great, I'll go get a hold of it.
I'm looking for a new Sonos yeah. Play 3 speaker, and I've missed two of them, but I've called them. I've sent emails right away, but they don't come up very often. Yeah, so it's great for Craigslist searches.
It's like having your own little assistant.
Yes.
Just goes off and does, you know, check stuff for you.
Yeah, and it's pretty much all free. I don't know if there's a pay version at all. Yeah. If This Then That is our opening statement from Mr. David Hathaway. Art Factoria, you're going to go up second today, sir.
All right. I was going to a movie last week, and I had to. The worst thing about the city of Vancouver is that half of the parking meters have the credit card, so that's awesome, and half of them don't. But they have the phone
pay by
call,
phone.
Pay by phone, and it is fantastic because it's so much easier. You type things.
We've
in.
Had this app before.
No, we haven't. I googled it. I checked it on.
The Verus
on the
one,
website.
The pay by phone one, because I've been using it for like a year and a half now.
Okay. Guys, you're killing me.
No, you can play this one. It's okay.
No, it is a great app.
So pay by
he's
phone.
Right.
Pay by phone. It's very simple.
I had an interesting experience with the pay by phone people and the Vancouver the municipal cop police force or the parking police, because I was at an event that Samsung put on a couple weeks ago, showing some new products, and I paid by phone. I actually paid by coin when I got in, but I had to always take a picture of the number.
Yeah.
And then I got there, and it texted me that it was due, and it's kind of rude. You're in a, you know, in a demo. They're showing the stuff, and I'm looking at my – they're showing me their Samsung phones, and I'm pulling up my iPhone. I said, so I got to pay my – but I had several license plate numbers in my account, and I paid on the wrong license plate number. And so I contacted Vancouver
Parking. I've
done this
before.
I contacted Vancouver Parking, told them my story. They recognized who I was. And they said, and you couldn't figure out that you had the wrong license number, Mr. Technology Dude Donald. And I said, no, I couldn't figure it out. They said, well, you have this. We will, you know, waive the ticket this time, but next time. And we deleted all my extraneous.
That's where you actually tell them that, in fact, had their app actually been run past a usability person, you would have easily been able to find that.
Yes, I felt sort of not in the driver's seat at this particular moment, as you know, they had the ticket, they could have charged me $75 or whatever. So, but at any rate, so you do have to be careful when you use it. But pay by phone, outstanding app, and other cities don't have it.
Burnaby doesn't have it.
Yeah,
you can't
Victoria
use it
doesn't have it. Yeah.
Well, it works on all Verus slots,
yeah,
as well as the City of Vancouver parking meter. So you're in Seattle, if it's Verus, you can punch in that code and it'll.
Okay.
It out.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it working in Seattle too? As long as you see that it's a Verus one. Yeah, because I've seen some lots of walking downtown. It's like, really?
Easy Park.
Oh, awesome.
Easy Park doesn't work with it. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and if anyone has actually tried to create an account over the phone, it is the worst ever. So I wish that I knew this about this app before.
And here's another tip for pay by phone. If you are a business person and you typically plug meters, you never are able to claim that on your tax return. But if you go into your Verus account, if you go into your pay by phone account, you can download the entire spreadsheet that gives you the location that you're parked at and how much you paid. So then it becomes an expense as well.
I think we've got a winner. Okay, wrap it up.
It is in the running. Both of them are in the running, but they're both old school apps. Now we're gonna hold up.
If this then that's brand new for iOS. That was like out last month.
Oh, okay. I've been using it on the computer for ages.
Well,
yeah. And it was a web app.
The web app, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Everybody's just throwing you under the bus. Okay, so now, Sir Isaac Kendall, next. This is your foray. This is you. There's lots of different.
Standing in the tee box on a 500-yard drive.
There it is. Your first time. So sally forth, sir, and give us something good.
App I use absolutely every day. Ties in with Google Chrome on my phone. It's called Browser Texting.
Okay.
And it's very simple. It's just a Google Chrome plugin. And when I launch the app on my phone, it gives me a QR code on the PC. Mm-hmm. Scan the QR code. And now all my SMS go to my PC.
Oh, okay.
So while I'm sitting at my desk working all day, I don't have to take my hands off the keyboard or the mouse to do text messages.
Okay.
It doesn't require to be on the same network. I can be.
So
I
this
can,
is receiving and sending text
absolutely.
Messages. So they just appear in a dialog box on
yep.
your PC?
Yep.
I think we call that iMessage, don't we?
Okay. Now stop it, boys.
No. Well, difference between that and iMessage is this will work with any phone in the world.
That's true.
And iMessage won't.
No, I can text phone numbers for iMessage. As long as it's in my contact book,
right.
I can. It's just it'll come up green if it's going to go to as a regular text.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
but close.
But that's nice.
But the QR code integration.
Yes,
that's, so I like that.
That's how you make a unique connection between your PC and your phone.
So it can work. So how do you disable it?
On the phone, you can reset.
Okay.
Or you can disconnect on the app itself on your. But you know, with my tablet here. I'm paired up. I'm getting my text messages as we're in here. When I log off Windows and when I come back online, it'll actually fire through all the SMS messages I missed since I powered down my PC.
Okay, so it's called Browser Texting. Is it a Chrome extension?
It's a Chrome extension and an app for the Android phone.
I bet it works better than iMessages does, though.
I'll bet it does.
I have a love-hate with iMessage some days.
Well, you know, we're off to a rollicking good start. So what, now we turn...
Oh, you don't get an app, do you?
I don't. Sometimes I throw
where's
one
the black,
in,
but
I can
never
Where's
the BlackBerry?
Win. I can never win.
Or BlackBerry.
John Beeler.
All right. Since we're going old school, I have an oldie but a goodie that most people might not even think of using, and I have a couple tricks for making it even more awesome. It's the Canada Post app. So if you ever send or receive packages, you can track them in the app, and it has a neat little scanning tool. So say you come home and you have a little thing on your door saying there's a parcel in.
Yes.
You can actually scan it with your phone, and it'll tell you if it's in the post office, or you can go pick it up, or if it's going to be
still on the truck.
Still on the truck, all that type of
stuff. Or if they're going to return it. If they're going to bring, because sometimes they do, and you never know.
But the trick that I discovered by accident is that if you buy stuff from, say, eBay or China or something like that, typically you'll get like a Hong Kong Post or U.S. Postal Service or some other tracking code that is meaningless. So you thought, you put it in the Canada Post app because they do the handover at the border. You can see when it gets to customs and you can see what it's doing at customs, which you don't normally get that from the U.S. Postal Service because that stops at the border.
So when you've made the purchase, they send you a tracking code. You take that tracking code, you put it into the Canada Post app, and then it will track when it crosses the border. Once it crosses,
regardless of the mail service that it's coming from anywhere in the world, it's worked with all kinds of different ones. Because Canada Post is the one that does the handover.
Gentlemen, the game. Afoot.
That's a cool app.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Because
everyone still uses Post Office.
And the game is a little more important this week because we have finally a prize for the winner of App Wednesday. We're the cheapest show on the planet, but the good folks at Rome Mobility have agreed to give us a prize of a SIM and access to traveling SIM for a Rome Mobility for your phone.
Yay!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be now.
I will actually work for it.
What's that?
I will actually work on it.
Oh, you can't win, Art.
I spent a bunch of
money. I'm kidding. You can win this one, Art.
Yes. I bought a whole pile of Rome Mobility.
Did you?
Well, I have two trips over the next week.
Yes,
you and I sat down there with a spreadsheet and went, "Well, do I buy 1 month or do I buy 2 1-week chunks?"
And
or?
You weren't sure you were going to win, so you. Just
I didn't know it was the prize.
Oh, okay. That could
otherwise be. I would have just not bothered because I know I would have won.
I'm not letting you know, but yes, well, you have a chance. You're in the running. You're in the running right now. We got to take a break, Art. We're going to take a quick break. Return with more of App Wednesday in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Heard that expression? Pay it forward. You know, do good. Help the future. Well, now it's easier than ever. Use Visa PayWave in store at Esso today. And Visa will donate a dollar to United Way on your behalf. So with a simple wave of your card, you'll help build better lives and stronger communities across Canada. Visit Esso today and have Visa PayWave it forward. Visit participating Esso stations for details.
Right now, your Dodge dealer is offering unconditional love. For your old pickup that's belching blue smoke. For your well-loved hatchback with the missing bumper. Even for your panel van with the Viking mural on the side. Yes, your Dodge dealer loves them all.
During the trade-in trade-up event, get a new Dodge Dart starting at only $16,980 or get 0% financing for 36 months. Who doesn't love that? See your Dodge dealer for details.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on VancouverJobShop.ca. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Let go. Please. VancouverJobShop.ca. Long name, amazing results.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I built a new Contact Us connection page on the new website. I think I better do that right away. It just said so on the promo. We got the new website, and I'm not sure I got it. Oh, it's okay. It'll just take me a few seconds. Get on it, Dave. Actually, no. Dave DeHathaway, what's your next app?
So I was going to go fix it for you, like, right
no, you
this
don't have
second.
To go fix it.
I deal with a bunch of photographers. Uh-huh. I fix their machines. I give them backup systems. I deal with their websites. And I have a couple cameras myself. And someone pointed me to this pocket light meter that's absolutely great. It'll sit there and you can simulate the speed, the aperture, the ISO, a whole pile of features just right within a light meter right on the phone. It works great.
We've actually tested it against a real light meter.
And how was
it's
it close?
Pretty, it's yeah, good it, enough.
Yeah. That was the photographer I knew who used it. She said, I don't bother carrying a light meter anymore.
Because light, good
this
light
is
meters
good
are
enough.
Like $250.
Yeah.
This is a free app.
Yeah. It's free very, iPhone. Very good. Very.
What's it called?
Pocket light meter.
Pocket light meter. How much does it cost?
It's free.
Really?
Free. Absolutely
there's
nothing.
Ads in, it's got ads inside too. But.
It's yeah. Pocket light meter ER. M-E-T-E-R.
Well, it's pocketlightmeter.com is where it is.
Okay.
With my pre-ready all
there,
set to
there,
go
is
list.
Is it only iOS?
Let me go to the website.
I'm pretty sure
tell
there's.
You. I'm,
have
pretty,
to,
I'm pretty sure, sure that there is.
Have to be polite now because.
Well, it says available on the App Store.
Okay. So, yeah. Well,
oh, and it also says Twitter unavailable. We were just talking about Twitter.
Okay. There we go. So, okay. Pocket Light Meter. David, you're bringing it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
99 cents on Android.
It's 99 cents for Android. Same thing. Okay.
No.
Sad trombone.
Different app. No.
Different app.
No,
oh, we don't
no,
know.
That, no, that is the right app. That's the right app.
Pocket Light
99
Meter.
99 cents.
Okay. There we go. Art.
This has been my time killer for the month. The game is called Spell Grid.
Ooh, David had a little shudder there because I know he has a game coming up.
Spell Grid. Spell Grid. It, if anyone remembers Boggle.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, I think it's nine. There's two games within one. There is one where there's nine letters in a box, so 3x3. And then you have to create words by keeping, you can only go to the letter next to it. If you remember Boggle, it's essentially Boggle.
Okay.
And there are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 words between seven letters and three letters that you have to spell. And it is a great time killer when you've run out of lives in Candy Crush Saga or Jewel Mania.
Okay.
Spell Grid.
Now, I'm wondering if you can use obsolete words in Spell Grid.
Oh, there's a lot of words in there that don't seem like words anymore, but according to the instructions, they are all words. And if you want, after you're done finishing a whole segment, it will give you the definition of each word.
My favorite new obsolete word of the day is grok. G-R-O-A-K. Do you know what that means?
G-R-O-A-K.
Grok.
No. It means you silently watch somebody eating, hoping to be invited to join in.
Wow.
That was a good list.
I found this list of obsolete words. And do you know what a kerglaf is?
I would say no.
Nobody does. It's the shock being felt when bathing, when one plunges into cold water.
Again?
It's a kerglaf is that shock that you have when you plunge into cold water. That's your kerglaf.
Kerglaf.
I won't even go into what a spermologer is.
I can only guess. Yes. Actually, I think Beeler was reading.
We saw that at Science World. Yeah.
No, I don't think you did. A spermologer is a picker-upper of trivia, current news, and gossip monger.
That's not the same thing.
I know. So you guys did not see it. So I knew you didn't. At any rate, I digress. Art, good. So yours is called
Spell Grid.
Spell Grid, all one word. Okie dokie.
And it's free.
Isaac.
Okay, my app is not available on iOS for sure.
Good.
What?
Good man.
It's hard to find uniquely one platform or the other.
It's called SwiftKey.
SwiftKey.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's one of those things that I just take for granted, and I was at the office the other day just swiping away on an email, and one of my iOS colleagues at work go, "Whoa.
Okay.
What did you just do there?"
And so like, this is the swipe keyboard where you just run your finger back and forth.
No, well, swipe's a different one.
Okay.
It's called SwiftKey. It does a little bit more prediction of the next word based on what you type.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually, you sign in with your Google Plus credentials, and it, one more thing to scan your Gmail for you, and it learns the way you type. It also monitors your SMS to learn your natural language. And as you're swiping away on your key, and creating words, it will actually guess the next word for you.
Okay.
It's pretty creepy almost. It's like it's connected to your brain.
It's much like Google, where they have a great ability to make things creepy and cool at the same time.
What's the price of it?
I bought it so long ago.
It's
I
just
don't
a couple
remember.
Of bucks, and it goes on sale quite often. Too.
It is on sale today, actually. I just got to open up a.
It's an interesting thing in the iOS world that Apple does not allow those keyboards, because there used to be the swipe keyboard for the iOS, and then it was removed from the Apple Store. And I'm not positive the reason, but I suspect it was because Apple.
It's probably using a private API.
Yeah, and so, but and nobody else has come up with a swiping app. I mean, to be fair, most people now are using, or a lot more people are using, voice dictation as a way around the crummy keyboard on the. The iPhone. What do you use for your keyboard? You just type, don't you, John? Yeah, okay.
I just use mine.
It's on sale today for $1.99.
$1.99, such a bargain. Such a bargain.
I don't speak to my phone either.
I speak to my phone all the time. Because I can't type. I don't do good typing. I speak all the time. That's why I have the book case, which is a case that looks like
a
book. A
living.
And it allows me to cover up my face as I'm talking.
It's not big enough.
I just like it. Looks like you're reading the Bible.
It does look like I'm reading the Bible, I know. But it works great for dictation. It's super. Okay, John.
All right, I've got a game, although I'm tempted to play the keyboard after Isaac's. There's a game that came out a little while ago for the PlayStation Vita, the portable game console, and it just came for iOS and Android recently. It's called, and forgive my pronunciation, Rimmed Capsule, RYMDKAPSEL. It's a strategy game set in space. So imagine resource management, where you have to build the best space station you can, and you don't have to worry about all these things attacking you and like a traditional strategy.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is it's in space, so you have infinite space to build your base, and it's just a perpetual...
SimCity, sort of.
Kind of, yeah. Set in space, but it's just a really clever,
so fun... R-Y-M-D.
R-Y-M-D-K-A-P-S-E-L. S-E-L.
I wonder what R rimmed stands for there.
I'm not sure.
Real. Okay.
I just assumed it was developed in Europe by some cool cats or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun game, and I'm not really. I mean, I like certain strategy games, but I actually played it for far longer than I expected after I picked it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hathaway's already downloading it because he will play these games for days and days.
Yes.
And days and
yes.
Days. But did you finally finish that airplane game?
I haven't played the airplane game in months.
Okay, but how many hours did you spend on it total?
Oh, way too much. I'm currently waiting for the Mac version of SimCity, which is going to be out in like mere days.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, so, you know, the tough thing about App Wednesday is giving a winning score to a game that we haven't played, that, you know, I mean, just having the game explained, unless it's got something really unique like we did with the kind of Strut, which was sort of a game. So
yeah.
It's going to, that one's, that's tough, but okay, that's,
speaking
it's
of Strut,
entry.
Speaking of Strut, guess who's number one in Vancouver?
Yes. Was it 1 month ago that we had Strut as the winning app? John Beeler had it.
I believe it was a month ago.
Yeah, it was a month ago that John Beeler had
it. I've been addicted
Strut.
To that thing ever since.
Yes, yeah. And hardly anybody else in British Columbia has, because I don't have that many tiles, and I'm ranked like number 16 in BC. And I have like 3,600 tiles. But all of us here at Dottotech have been playing it. Art, you've got like over 7,000 tiles, and you're number 4 in the entire province.
Yes. I had a quick trip over to Kelowna, as we were saying, and that got me like 3,000. Like, easily in one weekend.
My problem was I didn't have it properly turned on when I went to the Caribou, and I only had it turned on when I came back, or I'd be neck and neck with you. And it also didn't register. I don't know if does it always look for the... For the GPS satellites, or does it sometimes take cellular? Because when I was up in the Caribou, it was not connecting.
No, I think it needs both.
On Dave Hathaway is at 639.
No, that's my Vancouver score.
Okay. It says you're first place.
No, it says I'm first place in Vancouver.
Strut does need cell service, like data service and GPS.
Oh, it needs both.
Yeah.
So that's why I wasn't getting it when I was up in the Caribou. How many Vancouver tiles do you have, Art? Because Hathaway has 639, and he thinks he's first place.
No, you are not first place, sir.
It just says I'm first place.
They lie.
Maybe that's first place amongst my friends, because I have no friends in this game whatsoever.
That's probably it. I have 1855 in Vancouver alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is fascinating radio as everybody looks at their Strut tiles. So let's take a break, and let's come back for round three. Of App Wednesday.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Happy birthday. Pine Lighting is celebrating 35 years in business, and you're invited to take advantage of great daily deals in store. Pine Lighting has everything you need. Stylish chandeliers, designer ceiling fans, unique outdoor lighting, and a huge variety of table and floor lamps. Go to Pine Lighting today for daily rotating discount prices. All part of their year-long 35-year celebration sale. It's a good year to light up your life with Pine Lighting, 6898 King George Boulevard in Surrey. Online at pinelighting.ca.
Ayurveda, the wisdom of life, an ancient system of healing that dates back thousands of years, providing chemical-free, all-natural solutions. West Coast Ayurveda can help manage anxiety, insomnia, chronic pain, diabetes, high cholesterol, eczema, and much more, all in a safe and natural way. Book a consultation by calling 604-569-3596. That's 604-569-3596. West Coast Ayurveda. It's wellness for mind, body, and soul.
Hello, everybody. It's Jason Spargo, sales manager of Pan Pacific Nissan Richmond. Here's what I've got in store for you.
Pan Pacific Nissan Richmond is excited because the month of August is all about choices. Choose between the all-new 2014 Versa Note, 2013 Rogue Sport Utility, 2013 Altima Sedan, or a 2013 Turbocharged Juke. Plus, get 0% financing up to 84 months or up to $13,000 in cash incentives. And your choice of two free payments, a gas card, or a five-year 100,000-kilometer extended warranty.
Come visit us at Pan Pacific Nissan in the Richmond Auto Mall.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We spent the entire break here on App Wednesday talking about Strut trying to figure out their scoring convention, and we're a little bit confused. But we you know, the nice thing is everybody's validated. It's like those kids' softball games where they don't keep score. Everybody's
Everyone's
in first place. Everybody's in first place. But it's how they register friends. I think they have a little bit of work to do. We're still enjoying the game. Still not. But I am not taking back your win, John. Don't worry about that. As far as.
Miss 604 was saying that when she goes down to San Francisco, she's going to get some tiles.
She bailed on the show today because apparently she's in Napa Valley.
Ooh. In a hot air balloon.
Yeah, in a hot air balloon. Yeah.
Why was she not Skyping from the balloon?
I don't know why she would turn down App Wednesday to go hot air ballooning in Napa Valley. It
that
seems to me her priorities
great
are somewhat.
Google Hangout, wouldn't it?
Oh, Google Hangout, yeah. I don't think I'd want to share it with anybody. I think I just want to hang out with myself. There, I wouldn't want to be sure. Well, I guess it's okay to
bragging
share
rights.
Something. Yeah, well, it would be one of the cooler places to do it. Okay, we're into round three. Mr. Hathaway, sir.
Well, everyone else has put up games, so I got to put one out there.
Yeah, I know what you're going to do. You already told me.
Yeah, Plants and Zombies 2. My love-hate relationship with a brand new game.
I think you just won.
Yeah, the gameplay is absolutely awesome. You know, huge kudos to PopCap for it because it plays great. It's really a lot of fun. It looks great. The sound's great. The games are, you know, everything about it is great, except it's turned into a great big money sink.
Yes.
Every single thing that you could possibly want to do is likely going to cost, maybe not everything, but in the old game, you could earn every single tile or every single plant in the game just through hard work, and that is no longer the case, and that's really annoying.
And it really bothered me. I was prepared when you told me Plants vs. Zombies 2 was out. I went to download it expecting to spend $4.95 or $9.95 for the game, somewhere in that range.
And I would have been happy to do it.
It said free. I went, awesome sauce. Downloaded it, and then I started playing it, and the first thing I realized is all the things that you need in order to make it up levels. They're not charging you a little bit. $2.99, $3.99, $4.99.
You could easily spend $30 to $40 on that game alone.
And
it's like going to Home Depot.
It is.
It is, except it's just bits and bytes. There's nothing concrete of value.
Yeah, no,
they've turned me off. Yeah. They've got great gameplay, but they've gotten greedy.
Yeah.
And
it's just a great
I'd
big
be happy
money grab
for them to take it's, 10 bucks.
It's much the same
bucks.
Thing with the Need for Speed that I've been playing on the iPad. Same type of thing. Whereas to really get anywhere in the game, you're going to be sending them money on a very regular basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, years ago, you'd buy a game for $70 and that's all you'd ever pay.
What I hate is some of the deceitful ways that some of these developers are.
Yes.
My friend got the Smurfs game for his daughter, and literally just moving around the game, you can practically hear the credit card machine going off because he's just basically, as they navigate through the levels, you're buying up the space and mm-hmm. these berries or something like that, and they were paying by the berry to, I don't know, like it's... He ended up calling Apple and got the charges reversed, but
Do you remember what it turned out to be? How much
it was like $20 or $30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's.
It just it adds
so
up.
So imagine giving
quick.
That game to your kid and who has
that's
oblivious.
The thing is people don't know. But and if you're not monitoring your iTunes credit card, if it's automatically recharging on the credit card, it's a way for them to siphon off an awful lot of money. And it's not
gougy.
A good trend that the games. Yeah. You know, you don't mind spending a fair amount, and I was willing to spend some money, but when I saw that it was going to cost me this much, and I realized that. That's their MO now. And even if I buy these things now, they're going to find a way to keep adding charges.
Yep.
And I just went, okay, that's enough of that. I'll play the game a little bit.
If the large game companies continue doing this, people will just stop. Well, they may not stop using. I mean, people used what was that? Oh, Farmville on Facebook, and spent untold hundreds of dollars buying stuff on
Zynga
Farmville.
Got in trouble as a result. It was just insane. Okay.
If I may jump in and tout how great Android is. With the new 4.3 upgrade, which came out earlier this month, it gives you profiles on your tablet.
Okay.
And you can create limited profiles for your kids, and they don't even see the option to level up.
Okay.
To buy extra stuff. Yeah. It's not even an option. They don't even know that level exists.
The profiling functions is definitely something Apple's been needing to get on the ball with, because everybody has it.
Yeah. So it saves the parents a lot of angst.
Well, it also saves you the need to say no.
That's right.
Because
I mean,
it turns off that feature. Your daughter can't come up and go, "Daddy, please," and it's not even an option for her.
I love the idea of having like a guest area, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily want someone needs to use my phone, they have to log into Facebook and then they have to log me out of all the stuff they want to use. I'm like, I'd rather just have a guest profile
that
can.
That would be a great thing, especially on pads.
Yeah.
Yes. Good stuff. Mr. Factora, sir.
This app is probably just for me and a very small niche demographic of fans who are fans of the greatest band in the world, in my opinion, and that band is Pearl Jam, because they just launched an app about a month ago, and it has everything a fan would want to know. It'll tell you when the next concert is. It'll tell you where they're playing. By the way, they're playing in Vancouver on December 4th. You can buy tickets. It has all of the social media integration. So if you want to see what's on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all within the one app. What else is there? It has access to their store. You want to buy a Pearl Jam t-shirt, a poster from any of the shows. It has all of the shows' set lists documented from day one. So if you wanted to see...
Are you launching the Pearl Jam app, Dave?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
It for any band out there who has a diehard fan base, they should look to this app as the one to as their watermark.
Do you have your tickets yet?
Of course I do.
Did you buy them through the app?
I did not have to because I work in radio, and there are some privileges that you get to experience. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Did he just invite you?
I think he did. I think he just said, "Steve, join me to Pearl Jam."
I ask all of you to download it, even if you're not fans yet. You will become fans after this.
No, to the tickets. You're bringing me to the event,
right, John? Because of all of these prizes that you've hooked me up with over the years with this Dottotech show.
Fair point.
Well played, sir.
Indeed. All right, Isaac.
I'm in love with Crackle. It is. If you have not used it, check it out. It's on iOS.
Is
Android.
It one of those? Was it one of those bubble popping games?
It is not. It is. It's a property of Sony Pictures. And
Crackle.
Yep.
Okay.
I found it last year when Jerry Seinfeld launched his new web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and it was picked up by Sony Pictures and it's on their Crackle app, and all kinds of movies, TV shows that. I was watching Good Times yesterday, and it's sponsored
Dynamite.
Through ads. There are ads throughout, as if you're watching regular.
So television. it's a broadcast platform.
Yeah,
it's like Netflix or Hulu, but it's all Sony's products.
No subscription Crackle? Required. It's just you just.
It's
watch
on the
ads.
PlayStation 3 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Crackle, and it's
everything.
Android, iOS, everything. Okay.
Yep.
Sadly, probably not on Black.
Okay.
Oh, Steve, you're locked out again.
Why do you guys think I don't have a BlackBerry? I've got a BlackBerry at home, which I'm thinking about selling.
Been there, done that.
Do yes. it.
My 10's already gone.
Do it now.
Do it.
Okay, that's a good app, Crackle.
Crackle.
Because, you know, more and more the demand thing and the cable companies, boy, I feel sorry for them. They're going to have to figure out something sooner or later. Yeah, that's it's a big challenge. Okay, Mr. Beeler, this has been a good round.
All right, I've got something that I'm pretty sure we all probably use on our computers that was available for iOS for a little while, then it went away, and now it's back. It's still kind of buggy on Android, and it's the VLC player.
Oh.
They just came back like within the last month with a full-on, it works like you expect it to work. It's basically, it's a media playback tool. You can stream content from your home computer. You can play movies out of your Dropbox account. You can plug in your device into your iTunes on your laptop, and then you can transfer movies. You don't have to do any transcoding or anything like that. So you basically, it's drag and drop files for any media type, not just movies. It can be audio, whatever. And it's finally where it should have been for a long time. Mm-hmm. Where I can just have any type of media on any place in the cloud. I can go and grab it and send it to VLC, and it just plays back flawlessly.
Does it also assist with the downloading of said media as it does on the Oh, no, I'm thinking of another app. Sorry. The VLC is just a player, right?
Yep. Yeah. VLC is just a player.
But it plays
every format.
You're
thinking of Views.
I'm thinking of Views. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
The thing is, there is an older version of VLC that was available for a while. I think it might be called Video LAN Client, which is what VLC stands for. And because I just noticed I had two versions of it. It's the one that's got the little...
parking cone.
Parking cone, yes.
Yeah, that's the icon. Yeah. VLC player is the standard by which all other players, really, they all pale in comparison.
That's how I play Windows Media files on my Mac or Real
It is
player,
absolutely whatever. Fantastic at that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a tremendous.
And
what was the Microsoft plugin that they used to use? Not Silverlight, Flip for Video?
Flip for Mac.
Totally kills Flip for Mac.
Yeah,
that was, okay.
That was an awful piece of work.
And it's available on Android, but not quite ready for prime time yet on Android.
Well, I think it's still kind of a beta, and it really depends on your device. I've tried it on the Nexus 4 and my Nexus 7, and it worked some of the time.
Okay.
I still think when they're talking about getting the nightly build, that means they're still pretty beta.
So is the technique most people are going to use is uploading their movies to Dropbox and then viewing them through Dropbox?
That's the easy thing, but it looks like it supports just about any service that allows you to open in something else, then VLC seems to plug into that. So it's just plugs into the iOS architecture that way. So, but it works great. I just played a video.
Get it soon because it sounds like the sort of thing Apple might be trying to.
Well,
find
they
a way
they
to
did it. They did it once already with VLC because I had it when it first came out, and then it all of a sudden disappeared for some amount of time, and then it's only really just come. And I was like, whoa, it's back again. Okay.
Yeah.
The big thing for me is like I download a lot of TV shows for my girlfriend for her iPad. You know, so she has those things to watch. And she always has to transcode them through some service to get them into iTunes, to get them onto the iPad. And it's just a big pain in the butt.
Most of the time when I watch video, to be fair, on my iPad, I use the AirPlay It app. I stream it from a server on my Mac. And the AirPlay It app doesn't seem to have trouble with too many formats. It seems to work pretty well.
The thing like
about
VLC,
I have to be home for that.
VLC is just simple. No conversions, nothing. It's just... People just want to play their media. They don't want to have to screw
just
around.
Just works. Was that which particular codec do I happen to be missing here?
Yeah, I have a Plex server at home for this.
We talked about Plex previously, and it's definitely like another level up.
XBMC.
You want to say something, Art?
No, I was just going to say that was an app that won me App Wednesday a bunch of months ago.
Plex. Was it Plex?
It was, yeah.
It was, too, actually.
And all the guys were server up at home and open up your ports, you can actually stream it out in the wild as well.
Yeah.
Well. We have 12 apps in the mix for App Wednesday this week. We have at least 4 more apps to go. Depending, we might go a little bit over time, but so far it's we've got some great options. But we are going to take a quick break. Return with more of App Wednesday here on Dottotech in just a few minutes.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Some people need a lightweight, powerful laptop that can run all their business software. Others need loads of RAM, a big display, and a smoking fast video card.
Oh, yes!
Whatever you're looking for, the computer pros at London Drugs will help you get what you need. And if you find a lower price from another Canadian retailer, in print or online, we'll match it. So come in today or visit londondrugs.com. London Drugs. Nobody does computers better.
Some people leave their flooring installation to chance. Meet Chance.
I've got two kinds of glue with me. We'll be done in a jiffy.
At New Floors, our floor covering professionals have training in the newest installation methods. Plus, we use the latest innovations from mills and manufacturers to be the best in the business.
This job's going to take longer than I thought, but, you know, I'll be back. Say, tomorrow-ish?
Don't leave anything to chance. Get the floor covering professionals from New Floors on your next project. See us online at newfloors.ca and 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley.
Honey, come see what I got you for back to school.
Ooh, skinny jeans.
I know, Marshall's $30, and these booties only $40.
The ones I wanted.
I even got us matching dresses. Brand name and just $20 each.
Matching?
We're gonna look so cute.
Mom, no.
Get unbelievable deals for back to school on brand name clothing, footwear, accessories, and home decor at Marshall's. For locations and more, visit marshallscanada.ca.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
I am very excited, Art Factory. Do you know what's been happening as we've been doing the show live today?
No.
The very first people are registering for the very first ever Dotto Tech online streaming webinar.
Ooh.
Yes. Three steps Ka-ching. To inbox zero. Yes, people are visiting DottoTech.com. They're going there, and they're actually registering for their webinar. I feel so proud.
Steve's kids can eat.
It's free.
Oh.
They can eat, yeah.
Okay.
My kids can eat, though. They can eat. It is App Wednesday. We are talking all apps all day. We've got David Hathaway. We have Art Factora. We have John Beeler. And we have...
You sure?
Sorry?
You sure?
I didn't say anything.
And we have... I forgot your last name. I was like, what's going on with it? Kendall. That's right. Oh, why did I forget it? I had it down. Isaac's new to us.
Senility.
Unforgettable.
I don't know why. It's one of those. I'm getting old. Getting old. And I still have lake water in my ears. Ah, that's up next. Dave Hathaway. Stop playing with.
We're looking at something for your site. So, you know,
yeah,
you're, be quiet there.
Your site's 404 and something.
Is something broken?
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
Guess I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yes, you do.
I saved the best one for last, by far.
Okay.
It's called The Human Body by a company called TinyBot. Basically, yes. It's meant to be a kid's game. But I downloaded it and played around with it for an hour or so. It was great. All it does is it basically shows you the human body, allows you to break it down into separate little bits and pieces, and you can see how the muscle system works, how the bone system works. And any of those areas, you can add on, look at more stuff with it. It's really interactive. You know, you can move the bones around, take bones off the skeleton. It's piles of fun.
Okay.
Yep.
The human body.
The human body.
I think you should... carefully phrase it how you say it next time you talk about this app. In the human body, it is, I played around with it for an hour. Oh, okay. Okay. So,
yeah,
oh, I see. There's broken links on the website. Very good. Yes, the human body. It's not the one with the real pictures like the cadavers. Though,
no, these are cartoony pictures.
Because there's one that was all the cadaver pictures.
You don't want to give that. That's not a kid's game.
The illustrated.
Yeah, that's not a kid's game.
No, I didn't think it was.
This is a kid's game.
Okay, the human body. Excellent. Free?
I actually now forget. I think it was dirt cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, it was $2.99.
$2.99. Good stuff. Art.
And so far I found no in-app purchases, so.
Okay. There we go. Art.
I'm torn. There's
okay.
Okay, well, I'll just go with this one. It is the safe one. I found a app while I was searching for something else, and this one popped up. It's called PhotoVault. And I think this would be a great app. I don't have kids, but I'm assuming if you do have kids, you let them play with your app with your iPhone when you're at restaurants or your iPad whenever you're playing games. So PhotoVault, what it does is it keeps an online cloud of pictures. So if mom and dad perhaps went to the Science of Sexuality and decided to get a little racy at home with their pictures, they can hide said photo album onto the cloud and keep it under passcode.
That's exactly where you want to hide all of your private pictures is on the internet.
Well, I want everyone but your kids to see them, right? You don't mind.
Do
if
you see the flaw in your plan, Mr. Factorov?
Because your kids will never find that.
I'm not a kid. I'm not a parent. I don't know.
Photo Vault is where you. It's basically a place you can store your photos, as opposed to storing them at home.
Well,
it's a photo vault.
As opposed to storing them on your iPad.
Yes. Oh, so as you take the picture, it's not storing on your device. It's being stored in the cloud automatically.
Yeah, and you can delete it off your iPad. So then nobody will. I hate when people want to go through my photos. When they hey, can I borrow your phone? And then they start fiddling around with your phone. Oh, let me see the pictures you took from the show last night or whatever. And you don't know what you've taken a picture of. Maybe you decided to take a picture of, I don't know, something
that
you shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you continue on down this path.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And you don't want to delete it because perhaps maybe it was the best picture you've
ever taken
of this thing that you don't want anyone to see.
Okay. Photo Vault.
Photo Vault. All behind lock and key.
Wow. Okay, Isaac.
An app that I use with my wife weekly is called Our Groceries.
Okay. I was going to say it was going to be Photo Vault too. So.
No. We each have it installed on our Android device. It's available on iOS as well, and BlackBerry for that matter. Mm. we register the app with a common email address,
mm-hmm.
and then we create our grocery list.
Okay.
And it syncs back and forth live. So if she goes to store to buy milk, she taps on it, milk crosses off, it crosses off on my phone.
Mm.
So if I stop off to pick up shaving cream, I don't buy milk, and then we have the problem that we have too much milk.
Okay.
Because you don't want that.
No, you don't want too much milk.
You don't want to have no milk, and you don't want to have too much milk.
You want just the right amount.
You want the right amount of milk.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's called Our Groceries.
And it's free.
And it's cross-platform.
Cross-platform.
That's a pretty cool app.
If you shop alone and you live alone, it's not probably a very useful app.
No, but just a list.
Then you're just using everything.
I actually use a list on my phone and just simply note stuff down now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just even I think about it out of the blue.
Right.
So that would be a good app to do it on.
Yeah.
It's a contender. It's a contender. Our Groceries, it has a chance. I like that. Useful. Okay. John.
All right. I've got an app. I don't think it's on Android, although there appears to be some competitors. It's called Fast Camera by mm-hmm. i4 Software. It was recently a free app at Starbucks, which is how I came across it.
Ah, yes.
And what it does is it lets you use the iPhone camera to shoot up to 800 photos a minute. Basically, you just press start and it just starts racking up the images. So imagine you're shooting, you want to shoot some event or something like that. You could shoot video and then shoot stills while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But this lets you capture everything, and then it lets you export. You can pick and choose of, you know.
And the photos are better quality than a video still would be.
I'm exactly. Thinking, yeah.
I'm
yeah. And you can get high quality photos out of it, and it will let you like lock and your exposure, so you can, you know, shoot and pan around and do stuff. But what's really kind of cool is you can export a time lapse out of this. And you can make gift animations out of it, so you can have all kinds of funny things of, you know, David eating or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just a neat little app.
800 pictures a minute.
800 photos a minute. Yeah, it's crazy. I just shot like 20 photos of you just a minute ago.
Okay.
And then it lets you pick and choose. You can select all and export all of them and save them to your camera roll, or you can just sort of pick and choose if you want to. You can edit out certain things. But then you can create an animation from that or a time lapse.
And it would make it look like film style animation
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah.
With a good DSLR, what is a rapid photo rate that they can capture at?
Well, my Nikon SLR shoots about 8 frames a second.
And so that's the maximum it can do is about 8 frames a second,
yeah.
which is 8 times 60. So it's about 360
yeah.
frames per minute. So this is actually faster.
It's faster. I mean, it's lower quality.
It's going to be lower quality.
Yeah. But
what's the resolution of the photos that you're taking?
You know, I've been trying to find that, and because I don't have my laptop here, I can't look at the image itself. But I don't think it's as rich as just shooting a still with the
yeah.
iPhone camera.
Yeah.
You know, the 8 megapixel. It's probably more like 3 or 5. Probably, but it looks like it's.
But you're
going
to be limited by the amount of memory you have in the camera more than anything else.
Absolutely, but the thing is, even at 3 or 5 megapixels, that image is still capable of being an HD time lapse output
because
mm-hmm. you're still at the right resolution for that. So you can still have a high quality.
So output. You would typically probably use this for a buddy bungee jumping, yes, taking a video of something like that, or an event which is like a 5, 10, 15, 20 second event at the bowling lanes with your friends, somebody throwing one ball.
You would fill
ball.
Up your 8 gig or your 16 gig iPhone in like
really
seconds.
Fast if you were doing the kids' soccer game. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You'll do the penalty
you
shot.
You shoot that with video.
Yeah.
But if you want to capture like a very specific thing or make a goofy animation, this is a great tool for that.
Fast camera.
Or make a repeating rolling GIF of Steve doing something ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Why me always?
And with all those pictures, if you don't want people to know.
Well, we've got them coming out of your photo vault.
All
so.
Those pictures
I'm going to do something different. I'm going to, we just have a few minutes left, and we have all of the ones in. I'm going to ask each of you to look at the other person's list and pick one of them that you think is strongest, and then I'm going to choose the winner. So, Isaac, I want you to choose from John's Canada Post app, his Rimmon's Gaggle Little Game, his VLC player, and Fast Camera. Which of those would you think would be the best app?
Oh, Fast Camera.
Okay, Fast Camera. Yeah. David, out of Art Factoris, Pay by Phone, Spell Grid, Pearl Jam, or Photo Vault, which is the best?
None of them.
Oh, David.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam? Oh, of course, the musician. The yeah. musician. In. John, of David's IFTTT, Pocket Light Meter, Plants vs. Zombies 2, or The Human Body, I know what you're going to say.
Pocket Light Meter.
I thought you would say that. Yes,
indeed. I actually use it.
And Art, out of...
I got to choose from the Android ones?
John, yeah, out of Isaac's...
Great.
Browser texting Chrome extension, SwiftKey, Crackle, or R Groceries?
I will say Crackle because...
Really?
Because I can use Crackle on...
Because I was going to go R Groceries. R Groceries was... So...
Well, that's just a text. You just text your girlfriend or wife.
I now have to choose from Pocket Light Meter, Pearl Jam, Crackle.
You got a few minutes to download the Pearl Jam app now. Just
Crackle and Fast Camera. Oh. Pocket Light Meter. Sorry, Dave.
The Human Body one was a much better app.
Yeah, well,
that's why I saved that one to
last. It wasn't selected. Pearl Jam, no. Not going
to
win it. Sorry. All right, I'm sorry. You know,
they've lasted over 20 years.
Pay by phone. Pay by phone. If he picked Pay by Phone, you would have made it in the final.
So did Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay, so it really comes down. So my choice really comes down to Crackle, the Sony app. Sony, one of the companies I like least on the planet, I'll say. But so the Crackle Sony app or Fast Camera from John Beeler, which, as far as apps goes, does sound pretty cool. And the prize on the line. The prize on the line is now.
Well, I'm already set because I spent a bunch of money with Rome already for my kite trips.
A Rome mobility sim. And data package from our good friends at Rome Mobility, which is available at, say it with me,
RomeMobility.com.
London Drugs. It's available at London Drugs. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's got to be Crackle.
The winner
on all phones
and still champion John Beeler. Yes, indeed, Fast Camera. Yes, Fast Camera. You can see John. John was actually looking at me with tremendous intensity through this. This means so much to Beeler.
The
to
funny
win
thing
again.
Is, I'm not a competitive guy at all, except for App Wednesday.
You do. You really care, don't you? You really
I do.
Care.
He I have a Dotto folder. Yeah.
Isaac, you did so well.
Hey, the you new guy so comes well. In number
and,
two.
You know, and for an Android guy, it was awesome. And you know, if our groceries had been in the end, I probably would have given it to it, our groceries. Crackle is good, but it's just it's not that much better than like a Netflix or anything else. It's not something that's
free.
Really unique. Well, Netflix is mostly free.
$8 a month.
Yeah, that's more.
Not if you borrow it from your password from your buddy.
There is that.
Or get it out of Art's Photo Vault account.
Hey, Ryder, we do have a giveaway coming up. If you go to our website, hopefully it's all working just fine and dandy, but we are giving away a Fujitsu ScanSnap S1100. So go there, enter, and register that. And please, drop by our website and register for the first ever Dottotech webinar, which comes up September 12th. We are accepting registration, but we have a limited number of registrations, and I certainly want all our people that listen to the show here to get in first to make sure that they're not disappointed. And you will learn so much about reducing email overload and managing it and controlling it. I need to thank Isaac Kendall, Dave Hathaway, Art Factora, John Beeler, and Dave Hathaway. Special note: safe travels as you're off down in the States. Thanks so much. We will see you all next time right here for more Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Some people need a lightweight, powerful laptop that can run all their business software. Others need loads of RAM, a big display, and a smoking fast video card.
Oh, yes!
Whatever you're looking for, the computer pros at London Drugs will help you get what you need. And if you find a lower price from another Canadian retailer, in print or online, we'll match it. So come in today or visit londondrugs.com. London Drugs. Nobody does computers better.
This is CISL Vancouver. All-time favorites. AM 650.